I want to welcome you to this commissioned minister class where you will take your ordination as a deacon minister and deepen it now into a ministry role, that of the commissioned minister. Now, this particular commissioned minister role is probably our most extensive training ordination minister role at Christian Leaders Institute and through the Christian Leaders Alliance. So let me talk a little bit about some of these expectations. So what do people expect of an ordained commissioned pastor or ordained commissioned minister, if you will? Many believers want to know that you have had credible training for ministry. Now, how does that credibility work itself out? Well, first of all, they want to know that you've been credibly ordained. And how Christian Leaders Institute works is we will work with your local mentor, your local pastor, your local church, and develop your ordination as a local office bearer. And in most cases, that's a local deacon. Some churches may ordain you as a local elder, but it's a local ordination. From our perspective, it's ordination as a local deacon. Now, I want to make a little side point about this. Now, I've been a pastor for a long time, since 1988. And it's fascinating when I think about all of the people that have been ordained as local office bearers. Most of the time, they were ordained as a local office bearer, that is an elder or a deacon, and that they had absolutely no training. Somebody gave them a recommendation, and you know, most of them did very well. But one thing they had is they had like a local recommendation, they had a local reputation, people saw ministry in them, and they were appointed or elected as a local office bearer. That's really what that first class has been about, establishing that you are a local office bearer, grade ordained deacon, or in some cases, a local church could have upgraded you to elder. Now, having said that, if that seed of ordination is complete and you're in this class because, in fact, it is complete, you are now deepening your training to that of a ministry role. So in this class, you are now bringing together all of that training so as to become now a commissioned minister. Now, in that class, do you recall, you had to give three recommendations. Three people had to endorse the fact that you were considered ministry grade. So here you are, you're a deacon minister. Now you're going to be commissioned in the role of commissioned minister. So you've had, and people, when they know that, they want to hear that. That's important to them. The Apostle Paul said, I commend Phoebe. Now, she's a deacon there. That word commend, I was looking at the Greek this morning, and it really talks about, I recommend. I see that she is standing. I commend her. I report her to you as someone who is a minister, that is a deacon. So, people expect that you have that ordination. And at Christian Leaders Institute, you went through that process. They also expect that you've had extensive training. This particular commissioned minister role is one of extensive training. And you know that. 40 plus hours of ministry training classes. Also, what they expect is that they can see that you're registered, and you will be registered at the international registration in the Christian Leaders Alliance. So those are some important check marks to have off your list. So what does the Christian Leaders Alliance mean? What does that Christian Leaders Ordination Alliance mean? Well, I just want to review it. It means you have a local endorsement of your calling and gifts. You have a vetting of your academic abilities and competency. And one more thing, you have a place for official papers. Official papers are very important because people really do want to know that you did not make this up yourself. that there is an independent organization that recognizes your calling as a commissioned minister. So, let's just review the ordination type real quick, since we're, in a sense, this is the first class. We're going to review some of this. Remember, men and women in the order of Stephen and Phoebe were ordained as deacons. This is that deacon branch of ministry. It's part of that early church understanding of ministry offices. We're bringing that early church understanding back to light. We are recognized by the United States government as a religious organization chartered to educate and ordain leaders. And one more thing, this may be for you a kingdom ordination. That is, you're ordained locally, you're serving your minister, your pastor in ministry at a local church as a commissioned minister, or you may have this as an exclusive ordination with the Christian Leaders Alliance, and then you will be connecting with Brian DeCook here at Christian Leaders Institute. So who will recognize this ordination? Well, the general population and the government will recognize your ordination as a commissioned minister. Some churches will not, churches with closed ordination structures will not accept this, or other ordinations accept those approved by their own leaders in their own system. Now, I will tell you, though, in the Christian Reformed denomination, this training is strong. We have leaders in the Christian Reformed denomination who are now commissioned pastors, who took the commissioned pastor certificate at Christian Leaders Institute. It's very similar to this commissioned minister, and they went to local classes, they were examined, they did very well. And they are now ordained, and this is a closed denominational system. The same can be said of the Reformed Church in America. I believe there's some Baptist churches where this works. This also is very strong in Assembly of God churches. There are other denominations where this kind of training in this process would be highly prized. Most non-denominational churches would receive this process with flying colors. Now, the implications then is that you're in the Christian Leaders Alliance directory, which includes graduates, ordained leaders, churches, mentor centers. You know, there's many things being tracked so that you have a place in this world with your commissioned minister identity. So, you're a commissioned minister. You're going to be, that is. You will be able to be a minister in a local church. That's pretty amazing. And this is the general practitioner. So there's all sorts of other ministries that you are now qualified to lead. I mean, everything from youth ministry to women's ministry. I mean, this is the general practitioner, like in a doctor. This is the general practitioner minister here at Christian Leaders Institute. Like I just mentioned earlier, you could be a commissioned minister in certain denominations, in non-denominational churches. You may be called to be a senior pastor, and this would be great training. Now, understand if you're a woman that many churches reserve the senior pastor role, the senior minister role, to a man, and they believe that the reading of Scripture is that this is a role that men should lead. Having said that, the word minister is opened up to both men and women. I'm just giving you the truth about how a different situation will play out. So, I want to congratulate you for taking this class. If you're in this class, that means you have extensive ministry training. You've been ordained as a minister deacon. And I'm excited about what God is going to do through you to raise up more leaders, to bring more revival into your local area.